Hey everybody.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hey guys.
How are we doing today?
Excellent.
I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
Well, that's our podcast for you.
So glad to hear it.
See you next time.
Yep. So glad to hear it. It's good to be back with you. This is the Choir Corner. This is season four. It's episode 8 of season four. We're beginning
the 49th episode.
49th. Yeah. Ooh, the next one is going to be a big one.
50.
Ah. Yeah.
Big milestone.
Just at the beginning of the new year here. We're late January, actually. January 22nd.
2026.
Yeah, 2026.
So. At
1:52
p.m.
1:52 p.m. Well done. Did you guys coordinate that?
Well, no, we skipped it the last two times. So I was really trying to have us not do that.
I usually just say it. I've just been saying it.
I know.
So I'm just so glad that you guys did.
It was our bit. And it went away for a little while.
So. Well, I thought it was last year's bit. I wasn't planning on it being this year's bit necessarily.
All right.
It has turned into that apparently now. So here we are. Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Happy New Year.
It's supposed to be really cold tomorrow.
Merry Christmas.
The students are all hoping that we don't have school. Lockwood and I are all hoping we do.
Way rather we were here.
Have school, so.
I'd be okay if I only had to come for choir, and then I just had able to go home and go to work.
Yeah.
I'd be cool. Totally agree with that.
Yeah.
No.
So, welcome back. We should dive in.
We should.
Don't you think?
With our...
The Socials.
Lily.
Yep.
Lily. That's correct.
She's a reoccurring character.
She is.
She's been here a few times.
I've tried to kind of space them out. I think everybody else has been...
Everybody's been used now.
Has been sort of used, you know, two or three times.
Yeah.
Let's see.
When you do 800 podcasts, then, you know, you need all the people.
Lily, this is the fourth segment that I've used Lily on.
Got it.
But, yeah, Addison three times, Elena once, Braden twice, Carson once, Cody three times. So, you know... She's a character, though.
She is a character, yeah.
Oh, and she was A-ball, too.
Tell us about the socials.
You can find the socials on X. Wait, no.
Yeah, it's gone.
We got rid of that. But Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram on HS Choir. It's all the same.
Yeah, Fremont HS
Fremont
Choir.
Fremont HS
right.
Choir.
Yeah. Yeah, we got rid of the X account. We were not getting much traction there. Didn't have a lot of followers. Yeah. And it doesn't speak or play well with the other things as well. So, you know, we can make one post and end up in a couple of places lots of times. But couldn't with Twitter or X. So,
right.
So we're not using that anymore. So, but we still are on TikTok. We still are on Facebook and on Instagram. So you can find us there.
At Fremont HS Choir.
Yeah, at Fremont HS Choir.
Yeah.
Oh.
Keep
hey,
that.
How about,
I think that was me.
How about where we can find the podcast?
Well, I think you guys get the drill. No more need to look. No, I'm kidding. You guys can go to Apple Podcasts. You can go to Spotify. You can go to, I've heard Pandora. I still haven't checked that yet. It's not on YouTube Music yet.
Junk.
But Pocket Cast. Just keep, if you find somewhere, and you're listening right now, and if you find somewhere where you cannot listen to it, you should comment and tell us somehow.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Then we can push people away from that. So I think that most people are probably finding it on Spotify or finding it on Apple Music or something. But
hey guys, our roundtable has another guest today. You guessed it, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Magic 8-Ball. Da, 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 da. There's no bumper for this one, so I thought I'd make a sound. Today in the 8-Ball, the Magic 8-Ball, is the Magic McMax McMarius McBratney.
Wow.
Max McBratney. I can't wait to hear what he has to add.
Who is here, right, Max?
Certainly.
Right
off
the bat.
That is about the most Max response we could have gotten at the beginning.
Certainly.
Yep, certainly.
Certainly.
Yep. Yes. Max, have we had you on a segment at some point?
Well.
I think that means no.
No.
He's like, well, so I guess we can talk about that, moment. Can't we? Well, we meet again.
Max is Emily's sort of counterpart in the musical.
Yes.
And do you have you enjoyed working with Emily?
The tritone.
Wow.
Emily the tritone.
I don't know what that means.
Nice. Maybe that means she's 3 feet tall.
Oh.
Wow.
That Womp. Was
sorry, Em.
Kind of mean.
Sorry, Em.
Brings us back to find out whether we have any.
You've got mail.
Any, you've got mail.
Thanks, Riona.
Riona. Riri. It's my favorite person standing at the piano every morning at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, me too. Well, from season 4, episode 5, I have a comment from USBA.
Oh, I know who that is.
I assume so, because the comment is, Michael, tell the story of how your brother threw a metal Thomas the Train at your forehead.
Okay. One time, Hunter threw, you know those Thomas trains with the magnets?
Yeah.
And there's like the wooden ones, but there's also ones that are made of like die-cast metal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He threw one square in my forehead.
Wow.
And I couldn't do anything about it because I was told not to hit back. But then when I told my dad about it, when I got to my dad's house, he told me to throw one back at him.
Yeah.
And I did. And I got in more trouble than he did.
You got in more trouble, yeah.
Yeah, so. Still, yeah. I'm still a little salty.
I presumed that was coming from Hunter. I presumed.
Violence.
Yes, violence.
Was it a Thomas the Tank engine?
Yeah.
And it had a die cast. Man, those things are heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
I have a buddy who does model trains, and his entire basement is just trains. And he's got a YouTube channel. He's got a bunch of followers.
Wow.
And
wow.
Really invested.
And he's got a kid who's like 4 or 5, and the kid is really into it. So he started being on the YouTube channel now also.
Cool. For him. That's fun.
I'm normally not like yeah, make your kids famous.
Right.
He's, you know, it's limited fame. It's, you know, the 300 people who like trains
right.
that follow him.
That's fun.
So it's fine.
Trains are something I never really got into. Like it wasn't, but we went to the Durham over Christmas break with Jill's parents were in town. So we went down and went to the Durham, and somebody that Jill works with's husband is a docent there. So he gave us a tour and some stuff. And the train set up in the basement, the not the actual physical trains, but the train set up in the basement of the Durham is incredible. And if it was something I was into, like really had gotten into, I mean, you could spend hours just taking a look at that thing, exploring it. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So if you haven't been to the Durham Museum in sort of South Omaha there, it's and you're into trains, go there because the basement has a really cool, really cool setup. Okay, so that all that conversation came because Hunter threw a Thomas the Train.
We're off to a great start. Remember, I have piles of comments. Also.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to get through.
Okay, we have on no topic. So.
On season 4, episode 7, Spoilers. We had no comments on season 6, 4, episode 6. So that was the one right after the musical announcement. So really no comments there. We do have a couple after episode 7. Both comments are from Claire. So this is Claire Hughes saying, right. Okay, but speaking of pizza crust, cheese-filled or regular? And the second comment says, I'm a cheese-filled.
I like both. I'm not going to. I mean, if it's like you have one or the other and the pizza's the same, it's like, here's a lovely pizza and another lovely pizza and one has cheese-filled crust, I will eat the cheese-filled crust one. But I will eat either.
If you could only have one, this is a hypothetical. You don't have to be practical about this. Okay. This is hypothetical. Okay. You could only have one for the rest of your life. Only one. Which one would you prefer?
Not the cheese one, because there's already cheese in pizza.
Yeah. Feels like a lot, doesn't it?
I agree.
Yeah.
But yeah. I do like it.
I do like cheese stuffed crust, but more as a novelty than as a...
I like it, but I wouldn't want to eat it every time. So if I'm stuck doing one every time, then probably not the regular. Cheese one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm probably with you on that. But every once in a while, cheese stuffed crust. Trust crust. A cheese stuffed crust pizza hits the spot. Every once in a while.
I don't like stuffed crust.
You don't?
No. I feel like the cheese gets cold and then it's just like...
That's what I feel.
I'll eat a cheese stick, but not when it's covered in bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max?
Not me.
This too shall pass.
Right. This too, the cold cheese shall pass. That should be a shirt. The cold cheese shall pass.
I got an email by way of email. Listeners, you can email me with email at elliot.lockwood2ls2ts@fpsmail.org. Just
I hope they email elliot.lockwood.llt@fps because you keep saying 2 L's, 2 T's.
Yeah, they just do it wrong.
They just add it at the end. That would be awesome.
Just like Lauren Meyergaard did on December the 19th, 2025.
Well, how did it go?
I'm holding on to it for a while.
So. Right.
He says, I think in response to our episode 6, Les Miserables should be a great challenge for this group. After watching it a couple of times for the first time, I have come to a few conclusions.
Ooh.
43 songs is a lot of songs, number one. Number two, the concession stand at the show should sell croissants to go along with the bread in France thing.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Number three, the barricade will be a great way to clean up the shop.
Oh, yeah. That's a great point.
Number four, I ordered a seat cushion to help me sit through all 4 days of the musical. Oh. Seems to be a long show.
Yeah, it will be, yeah.
And number five, and finally, the songs with multiple characters singing in big groups will create some memorable and showstopper moments for the cast to remember for a long time. Set Saturday should be a great time, too. Enjoy the work, embrace the moments, and do the thing. Go Steelers.
Oh, Lord. Go Steelers. Dang it. He had to get that in there, didn't he?
I get
a Facebook inbox message about once a month from Lauren. That's just go Steelers. Yeah, something like that. Because I'm a Cowboys fan, and yeah. He knows that. So we've had this conversation both in messaging and also in person. We've had this conversation. So I know he's a big Steelers fan. They made the playoffs. Fortunately for me, they were not good in the playoffs. So
that's
Lauren.
True. Wow.
But he's a big Steelers fan. So.
Yes.
Go Cowboys. Ooh, sorry.
Trudeous work equals joyous results. And don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Thumbs up emoji.
Okay. Emily, you have anything to respond with here?
That sounds like textbook my dad. So.
Textbook my dad.
About right.
Oh, he's great.
All right.
Lauren, thanks for all the commenting all the time.
Lauren,
thanks for
we love being
our number one listener.
Yeah.
He really is.
We should make him a host. He should be an honorary guest.
That'd be great.
We should bring him on.
I think he'd love that.
We do what we
love
want.
That. Yeah,
there are no rules here.
Let's do it. Let's do it. You're invited, Lauren.
Right. You heard it here first.
We haven't even had the choir presidents on yet.
But that's right.
Or
who cares about them? Who cares about them?
Our number one fan.
Yep.
Okay. Then on December the 20th, from Hunter Schulke.
Okay.
I have an audio question.
Ooh.
Here it is.
If you were stranded on a deserted island, you had not eaten for days. There was no safe food on the island to eat. But then suddenly, in front of you, 1,000 hot dogs, plain, no condiments, appeared. How many of those do you think you could eat before you would be full and satiated?
Full and satiated.
Five.
I was thinking four or five. Yeah. That's probably the
max. Well, no, there's no bread. Maybe like six.
I mean, some hot dogs are bigger than others. So four or five is what I'm going with also.
10 or more.
10.
I like hot dogs. I like hot dogs.
Like in
and
one
just
sitting?
Hot dogs? Yeah. There are thousands of them. I have plenty forever.
Yeah.
Right. I'll eat as many as I want right now. Yeah.
The last thing you need is to get sick while you're on this island, though.
Who cares? I'll just have more hot dogs for later.
You might care.
I'm stuck here. What, you know, what else am I going to do?
You eat 10 right away, you get sick. Then the last thing you're going to want is...
I didn't say I was going to eat 10 at a time. So I'm just going to show 10 hot dogs. But I could eat 10 hot dogs in a sitting. I'm sure of it.
Wow.
I'm certain of it.
You could do the championships.
I don't think that's true. Hot dog. That would definitely make me sick.
I can't even watch that.
It's a lot.
The chestnut guy.
It's a lot. Yeah.
The chestnut guy.
His name Joey.
Yeah,
chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. I bet I could eat 10.
Okay.
Nice.
We should do a podcast with a live studio audience and test this theory.
Yeah.
Just see how many.
That'd be awesome.
Of course, he said we were on a desert island, and we were starving. Right. You hadn't eaten. That was what.
Yeah.
His
we're going to be
right?
starving at least. Yeah.
Right. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah. 10. I could do 10 or more.
All right. What about you, Hunter? Max, 10 or more?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
No.
Never.
Nope. He didn't want anything to do with it.
All right. Mm-mm.
Emily?
Okay. I don't know. Maybe 5?
5's good.
I haven't thought about it.
Like 5 is a lot, but
yeah,
if,
a lot
if I'm stranded and starving to death.
10.
You know how some people eat like Kit Kats without like breaking them off individually and they just take a bite?
Chomp.
What if I did that with the hot? I feel like I could eat more after that. Like maybe I could go through 10 if I just went 5 at a time.
You're not giving yourself enough credit here.
Yeah, I think.
Or thinking this through enough.
If
you
I
have
did,
all the hot dogs you need.
Yeah.
If I'm starving, I'm going to eat until I'm no longer starving. That's 10 hot dogs or more. No buns, nothing like that. Just hot dogs?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got a point.
Hit me. I'm in. So.
Okay.
Start six, a fire.
Six or seven.
Start a fire. Put them on.
Let's get Nick on
fire.
This.
Oh,
I have made fire and 10 hot dogs.
Wow.
I'm in.
I honestly thought
I
we
sort
were
of like this
cold.
Idea, actually.
Yeah.
I kind of like this idea. Desert island, hot dogs. I'm in.
Very good. All right.
Thanks,
this
Hunter.
Turned into a totally different thing. <didn't it? laughs>
Also in the emails today, Doug Bogatz. That's from Strong Bad. He'll know what I'm talking about. Caleb Moore sent an email, variety, on January the 20th, 2 days ago. Salutations and greetings. I have uncovered an unanswered question for the Ultimate Podcast to answer. That's us.
Ultimate Podcast.
Thanks.
Sweet.
What is your favorite underground / obscure band / artist / album? Well, that's about all the time I have for today. Excelsior, Caleb.
Well, that's about all the time I have for today.
He writes, one sentence. So, favorite thing that is kind of a niche.
When I was in high school, there was a place in Omaha called the Ranch Bowl, and it was a kind of a bar grill kind of thing. They had outdoor volleyball, and there were all these things.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never been there.
It was open. But it was kind of all ages, so you could go. I mean, I could go as a high school student to this place. It wasn't a bar in that kind of setting. So, and they had bands all the time. So they would just cram bands in this corner. They'd have this tiny little stage and be six people on the stage, just, crammed all together. And that's the first place I saw 311. So my favorite band I saw there for the first time. And they were on a set or on a concert slate. And the band that opened for them was called the Funk Junkies. And it was funk with a PH and junkies with two E's and a Z. So it was very and it was kind of a funky, an interesting, really,
there's a lot of
the sound was really dirty
fusion.
And yeah. And they were fun. They weren't very good. The singer was kind of mediocre.
I wonder how many bands.
The players
were. They were fun. They weren't very good.
I mean, they were really fun to see, but they weren't, we bought an EP or whatever, five songs or whatever to support them. And I wouldn't even know where that was anymore, but. So they were kind of fun, but they weren't any good. And then, the next album 311 put out, they shouted out the Funk Junkies in a song. So that, in the lyric, they talk about the Funk Junkies, right? So they're kind of a thing. I don't think they're around anymore. We're talking 35 years ago now. But the Funk Junkies.
Interesting.
Fun little.
I know the
Funk
band. Junkies.
You do?
My dad went to one of their concerts, and he always wears, boots, jeans, cowboy hat. And he's at a Funk Junkies concert.
Yeah.
And they're like, the guy over there, the only one wearing a cowboy hat, let me wear your hat. Dad's like, well, you better sign it if you're going to get all that goop up in my hat.
Uh-huh.
So he has a hat signed by the Funk Junkies.
By the Funk Junkies. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So, yeah, I saw him in Omaha for the first time at the Ranch Bowl.
Wow.
And maybe the only time. I don't think I ever saw him other than that. But they were with 311. So the Funk Junkies is my answer.
When I was in college, I saw fronted by Fremont alum Jeff Villadal, Ultimate Letdown, which was a college band. So when we were at Hastings College, they started a band and they were called Ultimate Letdown.
When they were in high school, they had a band. Jeff was in with Kathy Lackey's youngest son, Brett.
Yes.
And the kid in town named Jeff Peterson. I think there was one more. They were called the Firewalkers. So before Jeff went off to college, so there was a
Firewalkers.
But the Firewalkers.
I like it.
I have their CD somewhere in this room, actually. They made a CD. It's in one of these boxes that has CDs in it.
So my sister sent me just the other day, they have a fridge magnet. Ultimate Letdown.
Letdown.
Sorry for the disappointment.
I love that.
So it's all, it's obviously all beat up and stuff.
Yeah,
it's
that's awesome.
On her fridge. So
They
made magnets.
That's
we had
fun.
Shirts. It was the whole thing.
I love that.
So, when the college had we're going to have beach volleyball and hot dogs, 10 of them.
At least 10.
Yeah, at least 10. And featuring the Ultimate Letdown, and stuff. And they would just play Smells Like Teen Spirit and,
bunch of covers and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, cool. And they they weren't that good, but we knew that.
Right.
They were called the Ultimate Letdown.
The idea wasn't that, right? They were just getting together to do the...
Yeah. So, yeah. And they were our friends. So we were whatever.
We'll support Ultimate Letdown.
Just a nice...
I love that.
Fun rock band. Right, Max?
Never.
Never.
Haven't included you in a while.
Let's not tell Jeff about what Max thinks.
Or Dave.
Or Dave.
Or Dave.
Don't tell Dave.
Or Dave.
Right, Max?
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Right. Jeff's a music teacher now. Jeff Feeladal.
Oh, Jeff Feeladal. That's
right. Yeah, Jeff Feeladal. Yeah.
At Grand Island Northwest.
That's right.
Formerly Grand Island Senior High with me. Emily.
Right.
I don't really know because I've been doing this bit where I do my stuff that I like. So I don't have anything right now. Michael, do you have something?
What were the conditions of the
like
question?
Underground. Like indie, like not well known, that kind of thing.
Have you heard of the Funk Junkies?
Well, there's this band I know. Actually, I do.
Your dad have the...
There's these guys called the Flamingos in the Tree. I like them. Nobody I've ever talked to knows who I'm talking about. So okay. I like them. They're pretty cool.
Ooh, I also like Guster. That's a famous group. But
yeah.
Like, but you
kind of under
it's
the
like
radar.
Name a Guster song, yeah. You wouldn't know. They're definitely not like... They were never like big, big mainstream. But like, you probably have heard them before. And like, they're just great. They're
I awesome. Think of them... In the same vein as like Oasis.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, those two bands sort of feel like they're the same band for me.
Yeah. So we saw Guster. They opened alongside, what the heck was the name of the group that did the way? Fastball.
Fastball, yeah.
Or Bare Naked Ladies in La Vista.
Sure.
Last summer. So we saw them and I was like, oh, I also get Guster. Yeah. And then Fastball, it was like, I only just know the one song.
The one song.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hooray. Thanks, Caleb.
This wasn't a college concert situation.
No, it was at the Astro.
It was at Hastings College. We got to see Ice. We got to see Vanilla Ice.
Wow.
In concert. Okay. After.
Did he play bum, 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 bum,
uh-huh,
bum, bum?
But it was after he was famous for that, and he kind of got tired of being that guy.
Did he do
so
the ninja rap?
So he turned into kind of like a rock thing? No. He kind of turned into like a rock artist. And so he did all this music that nobody knew and nobody cared about. They just wanted to hear him do Ice Ice Baby. And then he ended and was leaving. And everybody was like chanting for Ice. They were so mad.
Yeah.
We hadn't heard it.
Yeah.
And he came back out and he like yelled at us. Fine. You just don't understand. Good, whatever. Fine. I'll do Ice Ice Baby. They did Ice Ice Baby as a rock band. We were like, ah, boo. So he got booed off the stage.
Wow.
Yeah. They brought him in as a featured concert.
I don't need Ice Ice
And he
Baby.
Didn't even do the song. That
I really would
wanted
rather
to
he did Go Ninja, Go Ninja,
Go. Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
Yeah. I think that would be even better.
Yeah.
That's to me, that's like his more famous thing. I know Ice Ice Baby is actually more famous.
Absolutely more. Yeah.
But as a Turtles fan, I was like, it's like, oh, man.
We loved that he was in the Turtles movie. I was a Turtles fan, too.
He was in the movie on the stage. And the Yeah. It's fun.
Yep. Who was your turtle?
Donatello. Me too. Easily.
Mikey.
Donatello, yeah, by far. Sense. That makes perfect sense, actually.
Emily, do you have a turtle?
No.
All right.
You don't?
No.
You're not a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan?
No.
Okay.
I guess you'd have to be Donatello.
Tisk, tisk.
Okay.
No, you don't.
I don't know. I think she's kind of a Leonardo.
Maybe Leo.
Yeah.
She's not a Raphael.
Yeah, she's definitely not. Raphael's like rough around the edges,
broody.
Quick to anger kind of thing. That's definitely not
okay.
You. Michelangelo's fun loving.
He's a party dude.
He, you know, takes nothing seriously, right?
Yep.
Donatello's like the brainiac, you know, like the in the lab sort of thing. And Donatello, or the Leonardo's the leader. He's the one who kind of keeps everything together.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So you're probably a Leonardo.
Thank you.
I like Donatello because he's the science bro.
Uh-huh.
For the same reason that, like, in Sonic, I like Tails. Okay, well, Tails is the science engineer bro.
Okay. I mean, I know Sonic. I just don't know.
He can also fly, which is cool.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's got two tails.
Donatello had a bow staff. That was his weapon. Yes. So that was easy to run around the house. We'd just break a
stick.
Broom off or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yes, but he could, but
hard
he could
to find
a helicopter
katana swords,
also.
You know.
Leonardo had swords, but no helicopter.
Yeah, right.
Nunchucks are really easy to make, actually.
Yeah, they would be.
They're also very easy to get taken
they're
away from
nunchucks.
You.
Yeah. We've done this before.
Yes, nunchucks.
Nunchucks.
Not numb.
My bad. I can't do anything right.
I had two brothers, and the nunchucks in our house, I got taken away.
Yeah,
they got taken away.
Immediately.
Yep.
Always.
That's
well,
fun.
Well, anyway, that's all the mail I have.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, I love the turtles.
Me too.
All right. I suppose that brings us to our next fun game, which is...
Red cards, green cards.
That's Hannah.
It is.
Better than Vanilla
Better
Ice.
Better than a rock band. Better than Vanilla Ice by far. better than a rock band.
All right. Hey, guys, everyone gets 7 cards. You can just grab a pile and grab 7 cards if you don't mind. It's kind of hard for me to deal. Listeners, we're going to play a game called Red Cards, Green Cards.
It's hard for you to deal. I can't deal.
I can't deal with this. And we're going to play some cards and play some cards. And you will listen to us do it.
Okay. Today's word, or this round's word, is horrible.
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 Yep.
Yep.
This is good radio.
Yep. Filling the dead space.
Yep.
Michael's just taking his time. It's fine.
I'm reading.
I see.
Max, you having a great time?
This too shall pass.
Yes.
Okay.
Suppose it will.
The word is horrible. Graduation songs.
Yeah.
Page turns. They can be. They can be. Being asked the question.
Just generally.
Okay. I mean,
if you
general,
know the answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with page turns as a non-pianist.
You will.
It's a problem when I have to turn the page.
It never stops being a problem.
It continues to be a problem forever and ever, huh?
Yeah. We've never done a graduation song where I thought, oh man, I could listen to this sometime that was not graduation.
Yep.
Because you go, ugh.
There it is.
It's like they're so cheesy.
Yep.
Okay. A green card. What? Why in the world did I do that? Okay. I'm assuming I'm using it as an adjective. It's piano.
As a
noun. Quiet.
Yeah. I was like, that's a noun. Oh. Piano, the dynamic.
I don't have a fourth point
Michael,
to get to.
Michael making this difficult for you, Max? How we doing, Max?
Certainly.
Certainly.
Well, this is
a dry tone.
This is kind of sad.
Dry
I'm sorry.
Tone.
That's kind of sad. Don't
all right,
say that aloud because then you're cheating.
Piano,
you're
modern choral music. Modern, quote-unquote, choral music is what I wrote. It's quiet, evidently. The altos, sometimes. Yes, more altos. And go learn this on your own. It's like, is that like we don't hear them?
Okay. Yes. Okay. That would have to be what it was.
Yeah. Let's go with altos. Take that, altos.
Yes.
Oh, man, you've got 2 already. We're playing a 3. Emily already has 2. This is not looking good for anybody but
not
Emily.
Not looking good. Okay, now it's my turn.
Yes.
I'll choose busy.
Busy?
Busy.
Busy.
B-U-S-Y.
Oh, B-U-S-Y.
Like a bee.
Busy bee. Okay.
We didn't do holier than thou this time. That's what's on there.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing, busy, or holier than thou. Okay.
Well, that would have been good for at the altos.
But they're so quiet.
They're so quiet. How would we know? Okay. Busy. All the basses are here. Okay. Yeah. Syncopation. Okay.
Can be busy.
Church choir. I'm going to say the basses.
Bee.
There you go.
I was just thinking that syncopation can be busy. Like,
yes.
That's a lot of syncopation.
Right.
True.
I like syncopation.
All right, Michael, hit us.
I mean, not really, but.
Magical.
Magical.
You better run. I'll try
on my normal cards, I've got pigs and macaroni and cheese.
If you hadn't said that, I probably would have picked either pigs or mac and cheese.
Forget what's actually on here.
He's like, can I have that mac and cheese with those hot dogs?
Oh.
I do like sliced, you know, hot dogs in mac and cheese.
Sliced fruits.
I like lots, almost anything in mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Magical.
Reading.
The drum you sit on but don't play.
That's in the cajon.
Corral.
Does it say the drum you sit on but don't play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What in the world
it also says shopping.
In the world did I write it like that? Corral.
Gabe has a question.
And Gabe has a
Gabe
question.
Has a question.
That's mine.
Oh, man. All right. So you for sure win. We're going to go around twice. And we're going for second.
Dang it.
What are those
Emily, nice here? Job.
Thank you.
You really cleaned up that. You won every single one you were
that
eligible
that was
for.
Easy.
Yeah.
Okay, the word is pitchy. That would have been a good one for the altos.
Not the alto shade.
Check on them like crazy.
Okay, pitchy. Tapping your foot.
Could you do that more in tune?
Yeah. The first day of school. Could be. Someone stole my folder.
So I don't know what the notes are. None of those have anything to do with
it. I think it's tapping your foot. I think it's going to have to be right, tapping your foot. One. What's funny is I also have someone stole my folder.
Oh, what the heck?
In my,
oh, I wrote it twice.
And so it's here twice.
Well, I was like, oh, what a good
that
idea.
That was the grab. I was like, I can't wait to use this one today. And then I didn't find anything. Were you the one tapping your foot?
I had Pitchy, yes. Pitchy tapping pitchy your foot, tapping? Which makes zero sense. But powerful is what we're going to say. Powerful. Listeners, March 5, 6, 7, 8.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Less miserables. Okay. Powerful. Powerful axe murderers.
Yeah.
Powerful the conductor.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful. If you just sing all the right notes at the right time, it'd be right.
That's a good point.
That's definitely it.
That is powerful.
Yes. Powerful.
That one's mine.
There you go. More points for Emily.
You didn't go with the conductor?
What? I mean, but...
Powerful.
But, you know... The conductor has no or real not. Actual power to make anyone sing the notes at the all. Right time.
It's true.
Come on, guys. Axe murderers?
That is good. Pretty funny. I would have picked that one.
Pretty powerful.
Pretty powerful.
Okay, we have fascinating.
That one. Thunk.
Okay. Fascinating. Okay.
Fascinating.
Singing harmony in the car. Okay. Fascinating.
You don't sound convinced. Okay, whatever.
Ukuleles. Fascinating. That's fun. Harmon's second favorite day. Oh,
one
parent-teacher
conferences.
Parent-teacher conferences. Yeah.
Got it.
The current one, whatever. The one that's coming up, February 2nd, folks. We have parent-teacher conferences yet again. That'll be my second favorite day of the year.
There are two of them that are your second favorite. So the joke will always work.
The joke is always, oh, the other parent-teacher conference day.
We never reach your favorite
one. It's my favorite day. You know the answer. You know the right answer here.
Ukuleles.
Yes.
It's not the right answer.
Thank you very much.
The right answer is singing harmonies in the car. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
That is good.
You and I are not on the same page today.
Nope. But who's winning?
All right, Michael.
Oh. Yeah, no, you're winning. That's right.
Emily's got four, I've got two, Michael's got one, and
I got none.
Card, and Harmon has zero, so let's see if we can get Harmon a card.
Shout out today.
Crunchy.
Put it in. But you want to get a point, so.
It doesn't work here, it's just one of my favorite things. Yeah. That you. All the things you write here are always so creative, but this one makes me laugh every time.
Crunchy.
Uh-huh.
Non-pitch sound effects. Zombie dice.
Also crunchy, I've never lost.
What does that have to do with them being crunchy?
I don't know.
Christmas caroling. I guess the...
Snow under your feet.
Oh.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Good. Mummies are pretty crunchy, too. This is kind of a twofer.
That's a zombie, not a mummy. Oh, there's a mummy on. Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah.
Who has the mummy one?
That was me.
Well, more points, Emily.
Who has zombie dice?
You were about to pick the right one, and then he said a crunchy snow.
Well, yeah, Emily 5.
That was mine.
Me 2, Michael 1, and Harmon 0.
The one that makes me laugh every time is that one John Legend song on the piano.
I can never remember the name of it.
I need to document that.
I was writing it down. I was like, I don't know. That
makes me laugh every time. That one John Legend song on the piano.
I figured that's probably what everyone else, they don't know the name of it either. Yeah, maybe they do. I don't know. Max, do you know the name of it?
This too shall pass.
Not knowing?
The Tritone.
It's not a tritone either.
The tritone.
I remember when he recorded, he came in, he's like, I'm going to do a bit. I was like, all right.
So okay.
Evidently.
Certainly.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything is.
That's funny.
Okay. Our next fun game comes from Emily.
And congratulations on the win, Emily.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Destroyed you. Speaking of which.
Better luck next time.
For the record.
That's Carson.
It is Carson, yes.
Yes.
For the record.
Okie dokie, today we will be talking about the musical Bright Star.
Oh, I am so excited about this one.
Yes, I love Bright Star. So let's start off with a little synopsis about what it's about. Bright Star, a musical by Steve Martin and Eddie Brickell, is a love story set in the American South between 1923 and 1945. The story follows Alice Murphy, a literary writer, and Billy Crane, a soldier returning from World War II. Their connection leads Alice on a journey to uncover her past and a powerful secret that changes both of their lives. So a little bit about the music. It's bluegrass, like Appalachian and also folk song. And also in the musical setting, it features banjo, fiddle, piano, simple instruments like that. The powerful ballads drew me to it. I really like all the ballads in it, as well as a reoccurring motif or an idea that about the light that shines through and even in the times of darkness. I saw it at State Thespian Festival and it like stole my heart, and Lincoln Southwest performed it.
Oh, the whole thing.
Okay. Yes.
Was it with tracks?
Yeah, it was okay. Tracks.
All right. There's a mandolin book too. That's why I've been trying to get it.
Cause
it's
cool.
Like you sort of main a thing and then you also play guitar. So all of them play, you play mandolin and guitar, or you play banjo and guitar, or you play, I guess violin is by itself, you know.
This but most of the stuff is pit. Something yeah. And guitar.
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I've wanted to do it for a while.
Yeah.
It's a very, I really like the score. I think that's the part that brought me to it. The story is nice, but I think the score really brings it together.
Yeah.
The performance really grabbed the audience's attention, and I had a blast. I laughed and I cried. It was a really beautiful story, and it was paired alongside some really good music that almost had like a nostalgic feel to it, mm-hmm. and it really pulled out your heartstrings. The specific song I chose was Way Back in the Day. It's the fourth song of the show, and it represents the main character, Alice, getting lost in her past. It's kind of, it time jumps a few times, so it's her walking back into her past, and on stage, she is like, she walks out of her shoes and puts on her old shoes, and she walks out of her dress and puts on the new dress, and it's just a really beautiful song. And also, the ensemble is really strong in the back, and I think it's a beautiful song. And I really liked how the ensemble worked with Alice.
I have two people I know who are thinking about doing it. And so then I'm like, we should do it. When's the year? When yeah. is it going to happen? Give yeah. me a call.
That's fun.
I would really like to do it too.
Yeah. Fun. So it's like fiddle, banjo, guitar, some sort of drum, something, probably bass.
Yeah, it's Americana, bluegrass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Harmonica.
You said Appalachian.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And Steve Martin is the Steve Martin that everybody knows, the comedian yeah. Steve Martin.
Who I think he co-wrote the music.
Yeah, yeah, co-wrote the music with Edie Brickell, who is like an 80s pop artist.
Yeah, and he's a really skilled banjo player.
Good one. Yeah, real good banjo player. So that's unique, right? This sort of somebody we don't think of as a musician necessarily.
Yeah.
You may know him from Only Murders in the Building.
That's right.
Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, yeah.
About a podcast
from
about
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah. From that. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
Yep. So he plays banjo and he co-wrote the music. And yeah.
Although in Only Murders in the Building, he plays the concertina. So,
oh,
which is like
right.
a little accordion.
That's yeah. right.
That's so right. We're like, where's the banjo? You're like, no, my character plays the concertina.
I started Only Murders in the Building. I'm just a few episodes into the first season. I just haven't found time to like just sit down and really invest in it.
It's great.
Just what like I've seen, I like, but I haven't gotten there. But yes, Bright Star is really, really the music I've heard is really great.
Yeah.
I think they were up for Best Musical the year that it premiered.
Yeah, that was the year. I want to say it was Hadestown.
Might have been. Yeah, and I don't remember, but I saw their performance on the Tonys.
Yeah.
So whatever it is,
they performed on the Tonys.
They're in a hard spot. It's kind of an Avenue Q situation.
That's right. Well, Avenue Q won. Well,
I know. That's what I mean. Is like,
it didn't take any Tonys, but it was nominated for it, and it had a short run on Broadway, but it was only like 130 shows or something.
Yeah.
There was one called Rag. Which
rag or ragtime?
Not ragtime.
Okay, just rag and stuff. Uh-huh. And it was only open for like 3 days, and then it closed. So
they watched.
But there's a high school version,
like,
and people do it.
This isn't going to work. Huh?
So it's funny. I'm going to do The Unsinkable Molly Brown in April.
Yeah, you were saying that.
And it also, like, not because of anything other than the pandemic, was only open for like a little while. It opened in 2020.
Right.
And so then it never got back on Broadway.
Well, It revived in 2020.
That's right. It was a show, and now it's new music. It's a revamped version of the show.
Right.
Like Girl Crazy.
That's a fun. Yeah. Yeah.
And crazy for you.
I think it's always been called The Unsinkable Molly Brown.
Yeah.
But it's a great story. You know, the story of...
But now it's very modern and it's not like...
Different.
It's still a folky kind of thing and stuff. Right. But like the cast recordings are like, oh yeah, it's a new, you know.
Yeah, right.
So it's cool. I'm looking forward to it.
It's called Unsinkable because she was on the Titanic.
Yeah.
And survived, yes.
She's one of the only rich people who's halfway decent to Jack.
Yes, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. She's like, wow, you're a scrappy little whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Emily.
Fun.
Of course.
Bright star.
Bright
Max,
star.
Do you like musicals?
The tritone.
They may have tritones.
There are some tritones in Les Mis, for sure.
It's true.
There are lots of intervals.
They don't mind the tritone in Les Mis, for sure.
Mind making things difficult for everyone.
That's right. That's right.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you. Of course.
Our next fun game is...
Michael segment.
That Gabe.
Yeah,
I don't know that one.
Was Gabe Calvi.
Michael segment.
Yeah, yeah, he came in. He's like, I'm gonna say them all low. He's like, or not. Maybe I'll just yell some of them. So I had him do a few of those. I was like, oh, clipping. Try it again.
All right, guys, you ready?
Ready.
We can't wait.
It's basically, today is January 22nd.
Basically.
But it's been January 22nd a lot of times before now.
True facts.
In 1440, I couldn't tell you. In 1440, Ivan the Great was born from Russia.
Yes, Ivan the Great.
He was
born on January 22nd,
1440.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably just called
and
Ivan.
And I believe
then,
he died.
Yes, right.
You don't really get a thing until after you've done something.
Yeah, later, right.
Yeah.
He's going to be great.
Just regular old Ivan.
No, they called me Michael the Great when I was born.
Did they?
Yeah, they're like, oh, this
nobody
guy.
Calls you that now, though. So what's that about?
They call me Big Mike.
I see. You've gained a different moniker now.
I went from one pretty dumb one to the other.
In 1949, Steve Perry was born. Another
Perry,
Steve.
Lead singer of Journey. Yeah, the original lead singer of
Journey. I wouldn't come up with that.
Journey.
Yeah. One of the great rock voices of all time.
Yeah.
I just watched an episode. There's a series of rock band documentaries on Netflix, and one of them was about Journey. And I was very interested to hear the Steve Perry story and how they found him. He wasn't the original lead singer, and... They found him, and that's how they really got big. But then he wanted to do solo work, and so he did. And he's been back and forth with the band. And,
yeah.
You know, it's been kind of a rocky situation with Steve Perry.
Yeah, rocky.
Rocky road.
Like rock music.
Like rock music, right. Yeah. Okay. 1940 what?
1949. As I said, guys, today's a very boring day in history.
Is that what you said?
That is what I said earlier. Yes.
You said it's happened a lot of times, though.
Well, quite a few.
Okay.
But the 20th would have been amazing. Anyway.
We were going to record on
Heath
the 20th.
Heath Ledger died.
Oh, yes.
On this day.
Oh, Heath Ledger died
in 2008.
The 2nd of January. Huh.
Yeah. That's too bad. Which makes me feel bad for Jake Gyllenhaal, because he was like his only friend, basically.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're very... He's a very sad guy now, unfortunately.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Heath, is Jake Gyllenhaal a sad guy?
Ding!
How am I going to do this one? Good luck, me and Post.
Heath Ledger was a sad guy.
Yeah.
He was a sad
guy.
He
was.
I mean, that was a tortured soul.
Beautiful actor.
Yeah, but. Really, really talented.
Yeah. None of us have to talk about, Batman anymore, but man, like, his Joker was something totally different.
Unbelievable.
I think we've talked about Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah.
There are not many times that I go to, a movie and I think that, the performance is just really, really powerful.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, they're good actors, of course, and stuff.
Yeah, but right. This is what they do, right.
But, he was absolutely terrifying.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was just absolutely sold it.
Yeah.
You know.
Just a different thing altogether.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In 1905.
Yep.
I thought this was interesting, so you guys have to stay with me here, because I'm going to have to try and figure out. I put it like spark notes, and I forgot some things.
All right.
Oh, good. Okay.
In 1905, the Russian Revolution happened.
Okay.
Guess which royal family it was?
The Romanovs.
The Romanovs,
yes.
Guys. Uh-huh. Good job, guys.
Yes.
Been over this.
The workers marched to the palace, and the soldiers fired on them, and we called that Bloody Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I thought that was kind of relevant since we did that show
Just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We learn math and humanities and language and history.
100%.
And we learn everything. I'm not done. In music.
I'm not done, guys. Don't worry.
Sorry.
Okay, keep going.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to step on your toes.
We're not treading on you here.
I call this Michael segment two for the Michael record.
Okay.
For the Michael record.
That's why you wanted to have it after Emily's.
Yes.
Like, nice. Okay, I got it.
From the album Poodle Hat, released in 2003, alongside a couple of great parodies and five Weird Al originals, Angry White Boy Polka was made. Angry White Boy Polka is a mashup of snippets from 13 different songs, from Papa Roach to Eminem. These songs include Last Resort by Papa Roach, Chop Suey by System of a Down, Get Free by The Vines, Hate to Say I Told You So, The Hives, Fell in Love with a Girl, The White Stripes, Last Night, The Strokes, Down with the Sickness, Disturbed, Renegade of Funk, Rage Against the Machine, My Way, The Limp Bizkit one, Outside, Stained, and Bawataba, Kid Rock, Youth of the Nation, P.O.D., and The Real Slim Shady by Eminem.
Those are all good ones.
Ba with the Ba.
I don't.
By Kid Rock.
The Bang to Bang.
That's an exceptional list of songs.
Yeah. I'm not done.
And this song is called...
There's what? More.
Anyway, I think this song is a true marvel.
What is the song called?
Angry White Boy Polka.
Angry White Boy. I need to look this up. That's amazing. An incredible set of songs. Yeah. Okay.
I think this song is truly a modern marvel. All of these songs are staples in the rock, new metal, alt rock communities. And in my point of view, this song is like a freeze frame of the angst of metal bands and new metal bands and rap and even rap metal. This is also one of the 14 of these kinds of mashups that Weird Al has made. So,
did you write this or is this?
Oh, I wrote all this. Yeah. Okay. So you guys can criticize all of my grammar mistakes and all of my stuff.
Nice job.
No, there's no criticism here. Weird Al is an interestingly sort of under-recognized genius.
Oh, yeah.
In the musical world.
He's a very genuine guy, too.
I mean, just the creativity of the... I mean, if you just do all of the parody stuff, let's just talk about the parody thing. I mean, there are a dozen or something that people could pretty much recognize right off the top of their, you know, right off the top of their head. I think he's really underrated in sort of the skill he brings to the table and the creativity he brings to the table.
Yeah. But if I were him, I would prefer it to be that way because then you have this immense freedom to just keep banging your drum and doing your thing, you know, without having to worry about, like, because you have this niche carved out and you can just do it. And, you know, and there are always going to be your fans who love whatever it is you're doing. And then you just don't have to worry about it. Just keep doing you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be great.
There's no, I mean, I don't mean this to sound like it's going to sound, but there's no need to reinvent yourself or a need for like evolution in that place because he's the only person who drives that highway, right? Like this is his place, you know? Not that he's not reinventing or evolving or writing his own music or anything like that, but there's just a need for his thing all the time. And there's no need to try to do anything other than that because he's so good at it.
Yeah.
He's so creative and so fun.
Yeah.
That's a cool one.
More like fun musicians, ones that are like doing like – what's the one with the Lonely Island, for example, something that's like they're sort of off the beaten path.
Okay.
Tenacious D kind of thing.
Tenacious D, right.
You know, just things that are like, they're like, well, we're doing music, but we're also kind of like screwing around.
Right.
You know, and stuff.
All this
at a high level, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Tenacious D is another interesting one because those two are really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really great. Of course, Jack Black is Jack Black outside of Tenacious D.
Yes. And my brother Kyle here.
Yeah, my brother Kyle, right? Yeah. But Jack Black has his own sort of world outside of that.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting one.
Right, Max?
That's something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks for that.
This is why I have the eight ball, just to...
Well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for the recommendations today.
I thought it was like...
Appreciate those.
Weird Al makes parodies. I made a parody today.
Yeah, you sort of did. Yeah.
Got
it.
I
thought it was cool.
Yeah, you Weird Al-ed.
Yeah.
Weird Al-ed.
Probably your own segment.
Your own segment. Yeah.
Creators, yeah.
Al.
Yeah. Weird Al. Weird Al-ed.
Not Weird Owl.
Al-ed. No, yes. I'm trying to say.
No, I like Al-ed.
Al-ed. You weird owled.
Not
owled. I'm trying to turn
I still keep
noun
hearing.
You gotta get like really...
is what I... Like what an owl.
Are you letting the dogs out?
No. What's
happening here? Goodness gracious. Okay, well, we're coming to the end here.
They who, right? Owls?
Yes, they hoot.
Yes. Okay.
They hoot, yes.
I don't know.
We're coming to the end here. I should say, I mean, this is a public forum, you know. We should say the musical is on its way. It's we're in the midst of all the preparation and that sort of thing. March 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. I've already received emails and phone calls about tickets. So that's a positive thing.
That's
but they're not
thing.
Open for sale yet. So tickets will be available in mid-February. We'll give you details here and it'll get out. So
yes.
Mid to late February, the last 3 weeks or so.
Fremont.booktix.com.
It'll be at fremont.booktix.com. Yes.
Later.
But
not now.
It's not there now. So we will we will let you know when those are available. You can always buy tickets there.
It opens 6 weeks from today, January the 22nd.
That's exactly right. 6 weeks from today. March 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Very so, exciting.
And if you didn't hear or didn't catch it, we're doing Les Miserables. So it's great.
Less miserable.
We'll see you there.
If you don't know anything about Les Miserables, I would say there's a book you can read.
Yeah,
but that might take you more than 6 weeks.
If you're, very much new to it, it probably wouldn't hurt to read something about it.
To know
it
a little
is
about
all
it.
Sung, so you know it might be. You might just find it helpful just to have a little idea of what it is going into it. But you know, don't break your back.
Right. We are creating a resource to go in the musical program. That's kind of a Les Mis for Dummies type situation for people who don't know.
That's definitely what we should
call
it.
That's exactly what we're going to call it. We're going to use that logoing and everything.
All right.
And give you a chance to kind of see what's going on, read through, and figure it out before
yeah,
we get
we'll
going.
Yeah, we'll catch up to speed.
What is this thing I'm about to see?
Yes, right. So
yeah, it's different.
We are looking forward to it. So we're getting close. We're getting close. So Les Mis.
Les Mis.
It's
Les Mis.
It's on the horizon. So, I think that's it.
6 weeks more.
Yes, yeah. I think we're at the end. I think we've accomplished it all.
Yeah.
Anything else for the good of the order?
The order.
All right.
Orders.
Douglas, haven't heard from you in a while. Shoot us a message.
That's right, Mr. Bogats.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
What the heck?
Jeez. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week and. End of January. We'll see you again in a few weeks.
See you in February.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I guess I'm ready then. Just grab something around here.
I guess so.
What?
I don't know what that means.
I guess.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Guys. Da 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 da